Next question. How is mentality materiality the condition for consciousness depending arising? What's the difference between mentality and consciousness? Sometimes these words get sort of really messed up. It's nama rupa. They call mentality and materiality. What nama rupa really is the objects of consciousness. It's what you're conscious of. So consciousness is like the screen. And nama rupa is actually what's on the screen. And the important thing is, if there's no consciousness, there's nothing actually on the screen. There's no nama rupa. If there's no nama rupa, there's no consciousness. In other words, when all this nama rupa finishes, so does consciousness. Your mind stops. So what actually happens in meditation, this whole process, stopping the nama rupa, the nama rupa gets very, very still. And so the consciousness, which knows it, starts to disappear. This is how we meditate. Here, this is a deep part. When you first close your eyes, what do you see? The blackness behind your eyelids. But that doesn't move. That is still. That nama rupa is so still that after a while, eye consciousness stops, it ceases. Because the nama rupa of eye consciousness is necessary to keep the consciousness there. If there's nothing to see, the consciousness turns off. Eye consciousness ceases when nothing's happening. So, you know, you're not tasting anything, you're not sucking a sweet when you're meditating, so there's no taste. The taste is the same, the taste of your saliva. And because that doesn't change, the sense of taste turns off. As long as people didn't eat too many beans this morning, there's no change in the smell in this room. Which means that after a while the sense of smell turns off. Now you're left with the two difficult ones. The sight, smell and taste is easy to turn off. The hard ones are sound and physical feeling. And sound, we just have to try and live in a quiet place. And after a while, because the sound isn't changing, it turns off. You can't hear anything anymore. Just like that, or when you got the fans or the aircon going. After a while, you can't hear it anymore because it's constant. Because it doesn't change, because it's still, if nama rupa doesn't change, its corresponding consciousness turns off. The body, and that's the hard one. So what do we do with the body? First of all, we sit still. We don't move. So because we don't move, the legs disappear, the arms disappear, the head disappears. But you know what's left moving? Your breath. That's why the breath happens whether you seek for it or not. When everything else finishes, the breath is the thing which is moving. So the job in meditation is to watch the breath and calm it down and calm it down. Until you get to the stage where the in-breath and the out-breath are just about the same. You can't make any distinction. Because you can't make any distinction between the in and out-breath, it's so even that nothing is changing and the breath disappears. As it's supposed to. Because nothing is happening. So the nama rupa, corresponding to physical sense consciousness, stops. So the consciousness stops. The two are dependent on each other. If sense consciousness has got nothing to be conscious of, then the consciousness stops. You've turned off the five sense consciousnesses. Now, you've got to turn off the sixth consciousness. And that's actually what happens in the jhanas. What's happening there, the objects of the mind start to become more and more still, and different layers of the mind consciousness stop. And when you get to the arupas, that's when the mind really starts to disappear. Infinite consciousness, infinite space. I call it like unmeasured space. What's happening there, very similar to present moment awareness. In present moment awareness, there is no time at all. You're squashed between the past and the future. It's this moment of time called now. But when you get in there, it's like you've got all the time in the world. At last, you're free. The timelessness. That idea of no time and time about to disappear is what it's meant by when space starts to vanish in the first arupa. The consciousness starts to vanish. That's the infinite or rather unmeasured consciousness of the second arupa state. And then when that vanishes, there's nothing left. That's the third arupa, where you're aware of nothing. Because there's nothing to be aware of, the awareness starts to vanish. But before it vanishes, there's no more perception. But you can perceive there's no perception. That's why it's called neither perception nor non-perception. Your mind is fading away. It's almost gone. And then it does go. At last, the sixth sense of mind is ceased. Because nama-rupa, its objects, are necessary for the consciousness to exist. When the objects vanish, so does the consciousness. There's nothing left. There's no one there. Joy at last, to know there's no one here. I've been trying to find myself for years, and I realise there's no one there. That's why I could never find me. Once you realise that, you're free at last. I can tell bad jokes. There's no one to blame. It's not my fault. No one in here. I'm getting headaches in meditation.